يا بلادي يا بلادي بجهادي وجلادي.
You hear it everywhere, all the time. It's the restored national anthem from the pre-Gaddafi era. And like the red, green and black flag of that time, it's been eagerly embraced by Libyans to symbolise their new era. Because after four decades of Gaddafi's corrosively personal rule, Libya has been left very little with which to rebuild. Anas El Gamati has come back after living most of his life in Britain and set up a foundation, SADC, to explore the options for Libya's future.
It's happened to so many Libyans where someone asks you, you know, where are you from? And you say Libya. And they just say, oh, Gaddafi. And then I have to reply, well, actually, I'm from Libya. I'm not from Gaddafi. You know, we've been fighting for our identity for so many years, as well as to know who we are, to tell people who we are. To tell another Libyan what I want is a great battle, and it has been a great battle for so many years.
This group has taken more than just the flag and anthem from the old Libya. Calling themselves the Royal Constitutional Assembly, they include intellectuals and lawyers like Naji El Fakri, who want to restore the monarchy, which was abolished after Gaddafi's coup in 1969.
It provides more stability than electing a new president every 4 years. This is Libya, this is a tribal system, and there will be a war and fight every 4 years to elect a president. The last thing I want to see as a Libyan is Libyan leaders will go to Doha or to Riyadh in Saudi Arabia to sign an agreement that they will choose a president, just like what is happening in Lebanon now.
Libya's first step to whatever future it chooses will be an election for an assembly whose main task will be to oversee the drafting of a new constitution. If all goes well, it will be the first free vote for 60 years. Amin Belhaj, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, helped to write the election law.
I am in the opposition now for 30 years, and I was looking for this day to see election in Libya. And that the first time I just by my hand handled the draft of the law, I felt that, oh my God, am I in Libya or where? So the opportunity I had to work in this committee and have this election law, for me, it's tremendous.
It's understandably exciting for political activists. But coming so soon after last year's conflict, many Libyans have yet to form clear ideas about what they expect from democracy, even I found on the campus of Tripoli University.
Believe me, nothing changed yet, okay? We just changed the flag, okay?
In a different way, you know. The government has no army, has no security, has no...
In the Dean's office, I encountered his assistant, Naima Ahmed, and two academics, Mohamed El Abib and Khalid Tawil, heatedly